Right now in Colombia, we're looking at 65 degrees. We do have those more clouds and sun in the sky. Humidity has dropped a little bit to 91%, and still not much of a breeze out there after a very breezy Saturday and Sunday. Very breezy, especially Saturday.
And cold.
Saturday was just strange.
Miserable.
Yeah, Saturday was a really strange, strange day
for
weather-wise.
For Memorial Weekend, it was, I felt sorry for a lot of people trying to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was a very strange weather day on Saturday.
Yep.
It felt a little bit more like February than it did like May. I personally loved getting all the rain, and I love the cool weather, so I didn't complain about it. But we needed the rain, and I like cooler weather. So
you like the cool.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining about 80 either. 80's
not bad.
You know, I'm expecting by the time we get to June, you know, 94 degrees, so I'll take what I can get. But, yeah, it's, I think we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is Columbia, South Carolina.
It's Columbia. What do we
you
know?
Never know. By,
it'll
you know,
change tomorrow.
By next week, I was going to say we could be 102. Who knows what it'll be. Anyway, that other voice you are hearing is the voice of our dear friend, Karen Pickard. She joins us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. She made her way into the studio to spend some time with us. The positive points on aging, one of our favorite features that went, something we really enjoy, and I think is also very beneficial to our Point family of listeners. Today we're going to talk about anxiety with our seniors.
Yeah.
Tell me what you mean.
Well, anxiety. We all have anxiety. Everybody gets anxious. Everybody gets nervous. Not everybody, but a lot of people have phobias. A lot of people have worries. However, what I found very interesting about seniors and anxiety is that JAMA, which is the Journal of American Medical Association, I think is what it stands for, didn't even recognize anxiety as a problem for people 65 and older and realized their mistake and have been trying to correct it because they kind of just ignore it because, well, they're old, they got things going on, they have all the symptoms anyway of anxiety. And that's kind of inexcusable to me, and because it is one of the biggest problems for seniors, for 10 to 20% of people 65 and older. And that's a big chunk of people. So if somebody's anxious, try not to blow it off because it is important and it's something we need to think about. It affects depression and cognitive issues as well as other your health and your heart. Your favorite word today was cardio, I can't
infarction.
Even say it. Yeah, that
yeah.
word. I mean, it affects everything. So we're going to talk about different types of anxieties first. One of them is called GAD, which is generalized anxiety disorder. And it is the most common type of anxiety for older people. You know, it's just generally you get nervous going to the grocery store. You get nervous doing something. I remember years ago, my mother, who at the tender age of 16, went to Juilliard from a small town in North Carolina and went by herself in the 40s and didn't have any friends or family. And she did everything. Nothing fazed that lady. She got to be about 75. I asked her to go to a department store and pick something up for me. And she went, I'm not really very comfortable doing that. I don't want to be around in that store right now. I don't want to be around the crowds. She had gotten nervous about doing stuff. And that's just kind of an anxiety that we don't think about. Things that are overwhelming. Phobias is another type of anxiety. Okay, I have an irrational fear of cockroaches.
Really?
Water bugs. Talk about, you want to see me go crazy? I've always said I could never work for anybody that had to keep secrets, because if you put me in a room with cockroach, I'd give my kids up. I'd give away anybody. I don't care. I hate them. My children know it. But phobias, a lot of people have phobias, and they're not to be laughed at. I have gotten, no, I haven't. I'm better about my phobia, but I'm not over it. But it is an irrational fear of a threat or something, and people, even seniors, have those irrational fears. So you need to respect those with people. They can shut a person down if they're really bad. Common types of phobias for older people are fear of death. You know, I mean, obviously, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because the older you get, the better chance you have of dying soon.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, yeah.
Very, very frightening to them. Disasters, you know, what if my house catches on fire? What if we have a bad storm? I've known seniors to get really, really anxious in thunderstorms. They never did before. But now what happens if lightning hits my house or a tree falls on my house? It scares them. What if somebody breaks into my house? That's a phobia. I mean, people do break into your house, but it's not, most of us don't have that happen. What about danger to their families? You know, those fraud phone calls that people get nowadays about, sure, I'm your grandson calling from Europe and I need money because, right, I've run out. Those kinds of things scare older people and they become irrational about it. And it's a type of phobia.
Well, and I mean, they're bad people preying on,
yes,
vulnerable people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can understand. That's a sometimes you hear, Karen, the concept of a phobia, and you think it's irrational. But there's nothing irrational,
no,
about someone being preyed upon.
Right. It's not. And there's nothing irrational about people worrying about their family.
Right.
Or their homes getting hurt. I mean, it is,
sure,
what it is.
Yeah.
And as we get older, it's harder to... We don't adjust as quickly. We don't fix things as quickly. So if a tree were to land on my house, it would be a whole lot different than if it were to land on Brian's house. I would worry about it. He could handle it. I might fret about it a lot more.
Especially if it had bugs in it.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it had bugs in it. We're not gonna, it's not bugs. I can do anything else. I can do snakes. I just don't do cockroaches or water,
yeah,
bugs. They give me the creeps. Panic disorder. When people get older, they have what is called panic disorders, and they just... For no reason, little things may trigger it, and it can make them very, very sick. Their hearts can race. You know about panic attacks. People have panic attacks as young people. But panic attacks happen randomly, and you don't know when they're going to hit sometimes. And they can be very overwhelming, and they can also be not triggered by anything. You,
sure,
can just be standing there, and all of a sudden have your heart start to race for whatever reason, and then it just goes.
They've done studies that you can have no idea what's wrong. It could be triggered by the smell of something,
yeah,
something that you don't remember. But something that was from your past,
right,
the smell of something, a noise, certain things could cause all kinds of panic,
right,
or PTSD.
Yeah, and PTSD is another type of anxiety,
sure,
that we're seeing a lot of. This one I think is interesting because I have a child who's a little OCD, and OCD can cause panic attacks and anxiety in people because if things aren't perfect, aren't the way they're supposed to be, aren't right, it really does upset people. Stop as he plays with his phone.
I just adjusted my phone to make it perfect just to mock
what
you're
saying. Are you a little OCD here?
No, I was mocking what you were saying there.
Well, but, my child will go through and fix all the pictures if, yeah, they're not straight.
No, I understand what you're saying. That is something that is very, very, for some people that deal with it. Hold on a second. I found on tap it four times.
Oh, okay.
I'm
you have
kidding.
To do all these little things,
kidding,
right?
Yeah. Well, no, but that is something that is... if it's not right and if it's not in place,
yeah,
that can really, really, I mean, it can absolutely throw a person's whole day off.
Completely.
Yes.
And it's very scary.
It's diagnosed. I mean, it's not,
yeah,
it's not fake. This is real.
Well, it's not, you know, and my child's not horrible about it, but I'm not sure where he got it from because I go look in his closet and everything is hung up in a certain way and,
right,
it has to be that way. And if it's not, he gets very upset and has to go back and fix it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I go look at my son's closet and I can't tell it's a closet.
I was going to say,
mine's
like all over the floor. So
it looks like a war zone.
Like I said, I don't know where he got,
yeah,
it from. But, you know, when you start seeing people with the, we're going to talk about the symptoms and some things you can do for it in the next segment. But, just remember that anxiety is something that seniors deal with, too. Things that you don't think about, they are trying to cope with, too. And it's just harder because it is hard to cope with things as you age.
Well, and another thing, and we could talk about this upon our return, mm-hmm, but another thing is there's what happened to my mother she was Miss Independent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking Miss Independent. Go wherever you want, do whatever you want, do everything. After my father died unexpectedly in a car accident when obviously we were all younger.
Yeah.
She completely changed. She lost her protector.
Right.
And even though I always saw her as very independent on her own, that was it. It was,
yeah,
Mark, Kevin, take care of me for the rest of my life.
And people do that, and you don't understand. You take away a security blanket,
yes,
from somebody, and all bets are off at that point. You don't know where they're going to go. And your parents had a partnership.
Absolutely.
And that didn't help at all.
No, no. We are headed toward the Fox Business Report. Going to get that covered for you in just a little while. Our topic today is anxiety with our older adults. And Karen's in from Oak Leaf Village in Lexington, spending some time with us for the Positive Points on Aging. I hope you'll stick around. We're getting some good information here as we continue a Tuesday at The Point.
Morning Mornings with Kev. In the Bard Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Along with Brian Leonard and Karen Pickard, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening in. It's a Positive Points on Aging. It's brought to you by our very dear friends over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. I will tell you what, one of the things I love about our segment here, Karen, is we have a great time. We talk about things. It's not in any way, shape, or form an infomercial for Oak Leaf Village, but I will take a moment and just tell folks they're phenomenal people over there. They do a great job. They've been tremendous partners of ours here at The Point for a number of years, and we really, really enjoy this segment. And we're privileged to have you guys part of the family.
Well, it's fun to be here. I enjoy it, and I just told you during the break that someone called last week and was asking for information. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the fact that people feel comfortable calling us.
Well, good. Yeah, and we'll give out the phone number for Oak Leaf. If you have any questions about this or any of our topics, we'll give you the phone number or the email or all that stuff. You can get in touch with Karen or Katie over at Oak Leaf Village, and they'll be happy to help you with anything that that we talk about.
Absolutely.
And if they can't help you, they'll maybe be able to refer you to someone that can.
And that's
more
what
often
I did
than
with
not.
This phone call, because I couldn't do anything, but I've got some help.
The good news is you guys are such a network of people that you know, and you've been doing this not to age anybody, but you've been doing this long enough time you know who's good and who's not good.
Right.
And that's important too, because unfortunately there's some people in this industry that are not good. And Karen will tell you the truth about people and about situations, and not everybody's a good fit for any one situation.
Absolutely
you never know.
Not everybody belongs at Oak Leaf. But
yeah.
I'm just saying
in general, not everybody's a good situation for this type of hospice or for this type of estate planning. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of different things. But I promise you this much, whether Karen can help you or not with Oak Leaf, she will still try to help you.
Yep. So, and that's what we try to do. Yeah. But let's go back to some anxiety.
Yes, anxiety for our seniors and older adults.
Because one thing that we need to look for, and this is what the study, the Medical Journey study, had problems with, because so many of these symptoms are symptoms that older adults have anyway. So you have to kind of look for it. But watch for symptoms in your loved ones for panicky feelings. If you see them shaking or just even sweating or looking very, very nervous, because that's a sign. Difficulty breathing, dizziness, digestive problems. This got my mother-in-law at one time. She was having horrible stomach problems, and they could not figure out what the problem was. There was nothing physically wrong with her. They put her on some anti-anxiety medicine, and it stopped.
Wow.
And, you know, there was nothing really to bother her, but she was anxious. Headaches and confusion can be caused by anxiety. Those are things you don't think about, but all of us have headaches, I think, and that's one symptom that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Eye and vision problems, muscle tension, and we all know that symptom. We all get tense and get, our backs tense up, our shoulders get tight, but that can be a problem for them as well. Irritability, irrational thought, forgetfulness. Now, they're 80 years old. They're supposed to be forgetful. No, forgetfulness is not a normal process of aging. We said that before. It's a symptom of something else. Not everybody who ages has forgetfulness. So I don't like it when people say that. They stop going to places that they used to like to go. If your loved one quits coming to your house or doesn't want to go to the grandkids' ball games like they used to,
right,
something's going on. You mm-hmm. need to mm-hmm. look for what's happening. And then not wanting to leave home and kind of locking themselves away. Something's happening here, folks. So pay attention and look for it. And the other thing we need to talk about real quick is how to manage anxiety in older adults. It isn't always triggered by something specific, so you don't always know what's going to set it off, like we were talking about PTSD. You don't always know what happens. Usually what causes anxiety in people is because it's an overwhelming environment, And I used to call it the Chuck E. Cheese factory. If I walk into a place like Chuck E. Cheese, I just kind of go, nope, I need to leave now because it's too much.
Yeah.
It's way too much. I don't like large department stores. It's just too much. Give me simple and easy and I'm okay. And I've always been that way.
There's a lot of things I don't think people realize. What might be fun to you might be completely overstimulating to someone else.
And that's
Chuck E. Cheese is a great example
of
that.
It is. My kids loved it. I took them all the time and I did not like being there. It just made
it's very overstimulating at times.
Very uncomfortable. And older adults have to deal with frequent changes, whether it's living situation, whether it's health situations. And that's really not easy for people as they age. As we've talked about, like your mother and my mother, as people age, those things can trigger anxiety. They worry about their financial insecurity or security. Whether, even if they're perfectly fine financially, it makes them nervous. So help them. Help them with their checking account. Help them with their banking accounts. Maybe they don't want to let go, but just kind of sneak in and say, Mom, let me see how this is going. I bills on the table. Can I help you pay them? I'm just going to, you write it. We'll keep it together. We'll do this together.
Right.
If they have health problems like immobility or chronic pain, help them with their doctor's appointments. Help them with their pain management. See what needs to be done. Reach out to the doctors and see if you can help them. If they have early onset dementia, help them through that. That's the scariest thing in the world. And we talk about in the other segments.
We do, yeah.
So I'm not going to beat that one to death. But they worry about their loss of independence and isolation, too. If you notice that your mom's friends aren't coming over like they used to, try to take them out. Try to figure out how to go to dinner with them. My mother-in-law has just recently moved to Oak Leaf, and one of the things that my kids are doing is to go have lunch with her once
That's
a week.
Great.
Because she can't get out as much as she used to now that my father-in-law's dead. So do things like that. It really helps. Learn about their anxiety and their anxiety disorder. Understand what triggers it. Help them figure it out and figure out how you can get help. Get therapy help if you need to. There's nothing wrong with calling and getting therapy and talking to somebody.
No.
Whether it's a priest or a rabbi, whomever you need to. Get a social network. If you have OCD or PTSD, there are lots of support groups that will help you. Sometimes you just need to call a doctor and get some anxiety medication. And this is a time that you got to say it's better to have the medication than to have the anxiety. So think about those things that can help people. And talking about support groups, our monthly support group for the Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers is this Thursday at Oakleaf Village at 6 o'clock, the first Thursday of every month. So, I mean, if that's something you need to talk about, caregivers have anxiety too.
Sure. Oh.
So.
And by the way, please go get someone that knows about this to help you. Don't look at Dr. Google and let
Dr. Google
try to fix this for you.
No.
Because that's one of the worst things you can do, because you're going to see a list of things and you're going to all of a sudden.
You've got all of them.
You've got all of them. Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good place. No. And that's a good place to start to get some ideas of where to get
but
help.
Don't let Dr. Google diagnose you.
No, it's not good.
If people want more information on the group coming up Thursday or on any of what we've talked about, how do they find you?
Call us at 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
That is how it is done by the professional, Karen Pickard, joining us from over at Oakleaf Village for our positive points on aging. That's going to wrap it for us, but I have good news for you. We are not done. We're going to hand the proverbial radio keys off to Erica and Mary Gervais. They'll be along for Clear to Close. And then later on today, don't forget, Congressman Joe Wilson with us live in the 4 o'clock hour. We look forward to that. For Karen, for Brian, I'm Kevin. Thank you for listening in right here. Have a great day. Thanks for being part of The Point.
Mornings with Kev.